WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved support of the district's long-range facilities plan on Monday night. The wide-ranging plan, also called the master plan, would modify the current grade alignment to pre-K through 4th, 5th through 6th, and 7th through 8th, leaving high school the same. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the comprehensive facility assessment recommends increasing capacity at some elementaries, but not specific closures.
In our resolution, it talks about some things of that nature, which is making an SFA, the old SFA, an administration building, where we can look at selling this building and look at selling the technology building, look at selling the warehouse, and get out of all these buildings if that's what happens.
The board also unanimously approved spending $5,000 on a natatorium feasibility study and $3.5 million to update the 17-year-old Neal Elementary campus. The New York Times recently reported College Station rental properties were among the most expensive in the country. Mayor Nancy Berry says student housing costs skewed those findings, so the city's doing its own survey in order to assist low and moderate income residents.
They're doing a survey of apartments and rental units to find out, you know, where the affordability is, and most likely it's in the older apartments. It is a definite problem in our community.
A community development master plan will use data from the American Community Survey. The rebuilding in West from last year's fertilizer plant explosion includes the city park, the idea of a then four-year-old whose father died while serving as a volunteer firefighter. This Saturday is the last major fundraiser for Parker's Park Project.
He inspires me every day just to listen to him, the thoughts that go through his mind sometimes, and the things that he says. It's just awesome.
That's Joe Pustijovsky, Parker's grandfather, says they're still collecting auction items that will be sold by the auctioneers, seen on the cable TV show Storage Wars Texas. You can read and hear more about Saturday's auction and Parker's Park Project online at WTAW.com. A College Station business born 15 years ago has been purchased by an international company. MemData was founded and created by Bob and Christy Yancey, serving hospitals and other medical facilities with reducing costs and acquiring equipment and design services. It's now part of Premier, the nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation.
They have 2,900 hospitals nationwide. As you might imagine, with a medical facility portfolio that large, there's an awful lot of construction and equipment needs at facilities existing as well.
That's Bob Yancey. MemData and its current staff of 24 employees will remain in College Station. Yancey says conservative estimates call for the addition of dozens of jobs in the future. The rebuilding of WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 64 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 690-2278. They're the guys who have 8-to-8 service overtime coverage for you without overtime charges. You come home after work, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. 690-2278. Here are numbers.
We will have some sunshine today, and we're going to have some warm temperatures. In fact, those warm temperatures are going to last right through the middle part of the work week. Today, it's going to be partly sunny. We should get to 80 to 85 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunny day tomorrow with highs of 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65, and then partly to mostly sunny Thursday. Highs on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. We'll take a look at Fight Texagi baseball hitting the road for 5 games coming up in short order, Tuesday through Thursday, as a matter of fact. A&M softball's got a doubleheader tonight. A&M women's basketball ranked in the top 5 for next year, and the Lady Vikings have been to the playoffs for the last 15 years. Did they make it again? We'll have to listen and find out at 6:50.
We have so many stories today. I'm going through this morning. I'm just going,
an embarrassment of riches.
Where do we begin? And plus, we even have some animal stuff because Leah will be here from the Humane Society later on. We have a story about Doritos, which I know.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. And one story, we'll do it probably next hour. The title of it is, like, we need another reason to stare at our phones. we got that for you, which is, and it's not bad. It's not bad. I don't know exactly where it will go from this genesis, which we're discussing this morning, but it's not bad. And we have a great 911 call. So just among those things that are going to happen today. There's now a new New York-London design and tech consulting firm that has created a gadget that tells employees if the bathroom is free. Well, connecting some connecting some bathroom stall doors to a processor, employees no longer have to walk all the way to the bathroom and then wait awkwardly before a coworker exits. When the bathroom is in use, you simply visit isthetoiletfree.com and there'll be a big yes on the screen if it is. Now, and again, probably somebody who was on an airplane thought of this idea because obviously it says occupied. But, and you know, I'm looking at this from a male standpoint, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's anytime we go someplace where we have to stand in line, it's pretty much of an oddity, you know? We all kind of chuckle about, huh, yeah, that's what women have to do all the time, yeah. But we don't have to do that. But I don't know.
Unless there's an air quality badge, I don't see this being very useful.
Amen, brother.
Or maybe just a timer to tell me how recently it was occupied. Info.
Then the boss hacks into the system. Jones, it appears you were in the bathroom for 17 minutes.
Well, what was that? There was a show where, it might have been Curb Your Enthusiasm or Seinfeld. They saw the woman knew when they had gone to the bathroom and, did you wash your hands? You've been to the bathroom a lot today. Oh, really?
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, the Chamber, and title sponsor HEB for the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April the 29th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to your favorite food, professional chef demonstrations, and the best from approximately 35 local restaurants. Ticket prices begin at just $25. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April 29th. Call 260-5200 for tickets and more details.
Good morning. It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, here we go. It's day 112, 253 of them to go. It's Earth Day. It is Earth Day. And we will talk about so many Earth factoids this morning. Well, and I'll point it out later, but here's the deal. You know, they'll give you a ton of statistics, okay? I mean, we've got a ton of statistics about, you know, if we didn't do this, we didn't do that. Like, if we didn't flush the toilet one fewer time per day, we save a billion gallons a minute or something, you know.
Not in a couple cities we've talked about because they're using that water.
That's right, they are. But they talk about how the dryer and the washer and dryer and how much energy they use, okay, and how you need to cut down on that, all right?
I'm not line drying my clothes.
Then two paragraphs later, they say we could improve our carbon footprint if we quit using paper napkins and use cloth napkins. Well, okay, now wait a minute.
Are you going to go back to the washer and
dryer?
Don't
we have to go and do that more? I'm just saying. Line it all up. And I'm not saying that we should waste, but I'm just saying, all right, so Earth Day. It's also National Jelly Bean Day, which is probably going to be more fun to celebrate. All right, birthday.
It absolutely is. Amber Heard is 28 years old today. Michelle Ryan is 30. She played the Bionic Woman that lasted for about 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Gemma Whelan is 33 from Game of Thrones, soap opera with swords.
Uh-huh.
Sherry Shepherd is 47 from The View, and she also plays on 30 Rock.
Oh.
Shelly Lee is 47 years old from Twin Peaks. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is 48 from Grey's Anatomy and also in Weeds. Byron Allen is 53 years old. Ryan Stiles, who I find extraordinarily funny, all 6 foot 6 inches of him is 55. Do you feel like we do? Mr. Peter Frampton, 65. Wow. Is it Mr. or is he a sir now?
Oh, no, I don't think he is.
He's not sir yet?
I don't believe so.
All right, he's 64. John Waters, who's very creative and odd.
He's odd.
68 years old. Jack Nicholson, 77. Glenn Campbell is 78 years old. And Charlotte Ray is 88.
Oh, wow. Hey, there you go. John Waters, did you say him? You did.
Yes.
a guy who I really like. I mean, if this guy would play, there aren't a lot of acts that I would necessarily travel a distance and pay to hear, but this guy never plays in America, so I would never hear him. Paul Carrick. You know him.
Yes.
Mike and the Mechanics, The Squeeze, so many other things. He is just an outstanding singer.
Squeeze is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, well, and again, In the Living Years, if you've heard that song, which is a wonderful song.
Yes, it is.
He's the singer in that. But anyhow, he's pretty dang talented, too, and he's 64. And Jack Nicholson, you know, how does Jack Nicholson celebrate his birthday?
Yeah, what do you get Jack Nicholson?
What has he not got? Never mind.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so right before the Easter holiday weekend, Obama's State Department announced that it is delaying their decision to build the Keystone XL pipeline yet again. Now, this latest delay comes more than 5 years after the project was first proposed. Now, the State Department, they're the ones that need to certify that the project is in our national interest because it crosses the U.S. border. And by the way, keep in mind that the State Department is part of Obama's executive branch. So it's clear that this is a deliberate delay to avoid making the Keystone Pipeline an issue for the November midterm elections. It's also clear the decision panders to the vocal environmentalists who are energized by this latest delay. Now, if the administration was serious about jobs and energy independence, they would approve this pipeline immediately.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My wife and I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for new window coverings. The pushy salespeople, endless sample books, or waiting a month for delivery. Blinds.com, now they're super fast. You'll save a bundle, and if it's trending in window treatments, you got to know it's on Blinds.com. Like layering draperies over rich wood blinds. Now, my wife likes that, and as always, you're going to get free color samples, free shipping, free design consultation. So hurry now and score 10 to 15% off many of their popular design products. It's Blinds.com. Hey, you know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me SalonPause Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. SalonPause is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try SalonPause Jet Spray today. Use as directed.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The Brazos Valley March of Dimes is excited for March for Babies at Research Park on April 27th, starting at noon. Honor your healthy, premature, special needs, or angel baby by purchasing a butterfly for just $10. We will be seeing these butterflies all over Post Oak Mall leading up to March for Babies, and on Saturday, April 12th at 1 p.m., Macy's is hosting a children's fashion show where our kids will showcase Macy's Easter best and can walk with their butterfly. For information about the butterflies and the Macy's fashion show, contact Katie Scott at kscott@marchadimes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, going to be a nice day. We'll look at the weather in just a little while. We have a story this morning about Google smart contact lenses. That's going to be a little creepy. I mean, will people
contact lens?
Yeah. Will people just end up looking right through you? You know what I mean? I mean, just very, yeah. In a throwback to the 2000s, Stephen McLaughlin let the internet choose his baby's name. Stephen's wife pretty much not on board for this, but
really?
She said she would remain anonymous. So Steve set up namemydaughter.com and invited suggestions. God, what a mozon.
Mm-hmm.
So that the internet wouldn't vote his name, the name for his daughter, to be something ridiculous, Steve said, "We will ultimately be making the final decision." Well, duh. What do you think? You're going to sign a contract with America going, "Oh, yeah, anything you want to name my kid." Steve said, "We will ultimately make the final decision unless my daughter shall not be named Wacky Taco 692. The girl arrived on April the 7th and was named Amelia Savannah Joy McLaughlin.
Sort of like the 692 name better.
Yeah.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be...
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
A big day for pharmaceutical deals. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's a lot of movement in the pharmaceutical sector, including a complex deal between GlaxoSmithKline and Novartis, in which Novartis will acquire Glaxo's oncology unit, and Glaxo will get the Novartis vaccine unit. The two drug makers also plan to merge their consumer divisions to create a powerhouse in the market for over-the-counter medications. While this is going on, Novartis is selling its animal health division to Eli Lilly. And the company that makes Botox could be getting an offer soon. Valeant Pharmaceuticals says it's working with the activist investor Bill Ackman to put together a bid for Allergan. Ford will have a change at the top sooner than expected. The Wall Street Journal says Ford CEO Alan Mulally has decided to step down early, possibly in July. Ford already has a successor picked. He is Mark Fields, currently the automaker's chief operating officer. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259-MYTV.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFF.
John Deere 1 family subcompact utility tractors are small but mighty powerful. And now at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than ever. Bring home a 1025 R subcompact utility tractor for $12,449 and 0% financing for 60 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approval, installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, high today about 83 or so, and actually got a little pattern going on. This all the way through Saturday, it looks like. High temperature will be in the lower 80s. Low temperature will be in the low to mid 60s. No mention of rain until we get to Friday, and it's about 20%. And while I said, you know, it was really great weather and all that, the folks who need rain to make a living do need some rain because we're about 5 inches down a little bit more. So could use some of that stuff. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 3. It's pretty nice out there. 93% relative humidity as far as the temp is concerned. And it's 64 right now.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so right before the Easter holiday weekend, Obama's State Department announced that it is delaying their decision to build the Keystone XL pipeline yet again. Now, this latest delay comes more than 5 years after the project was first proposed. Now, the State Department, they're the ones that need to certify that the project is in our national interest because it crosses the U.S. border. And by the way, keep in mind that the State Department is part of Obama's executive branch. So it's clear that this is a deliberate delay to avoid making the Keystone Pipeline an issue for the November midterm elections. It's also clear the decision panders to the vocal environmentalists who are energized by this latest delay. Now, if the administration was serious about jobs and energy independence, they would approve this pipeline immediately.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My wife and I, I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for...
Wow. Hang on. I've already done that, haven't I? I know. I turned around. But, you know, Sean's so entertaining, you do want to hear it again.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet?
Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
You're constantly telling yourself stories about yourself. And what you say in those stories has a big impact on your happiness. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
What really determines your level of overall happiness?
If you are going to be happy, it's because of the story you tell yourself about who you are and why you're here. And if you're miserable, same thing.
Annette Simmons, author of the book Whoever Tells the Best Story Wins.
At one level, story is the DNA of all meaning. I read this book on artificial intelligence, and you can't create a computer that has any kind of intelligence unless you create a computer that can both understand and create a story. Because nothing has meaning except for the story you tell yourself. And the most basic story that anybody can tell themselves is their identity story.
Stories are powerful, not only the stories you tell yourself, but also in trying to persuade others. Annette says typically in persuasion, we use facts and statistics to sway people.
And if you're going to influence people, it's important that you not just deliver the facts, but also talk from a particular point of view as to what they mean to the person who's listening to you. It's got to be more personal and more experiential. You can't just say, this is going to make you happy. It's more like, you know, imagine waking up in the morning and being able to walk out your door and play golf anytime you want to. It's got to create images and sensory stimulation in the mind of your listener in order for it to feel real.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by MRI Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MRIcenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Some of the most expensive rental housing in the United States is found in College Station. Mayor Nancy Berry says a recent New York Times article also included student rental rates.
But that's not to say that we don't have a problem affordable housing for lower and mid-income people. What the city's doing about it is we are developing a community development master plan, and we're using the American Community Survey, and they have taken out the students.
Berry says most likely the least expensive rentals are older units. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved support of the district's long-range facilities plan Monday night. The wide-ranging plan, also called the master plan, would modify the current grade alignment to pre-K through 4th, 5th through 6th, and 7th through 8th. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the previous facility assessment recommends increasing capacity at some elementaries, but not specific closures.
In our resolution, it talks about some things of that nature, which is making an SFA, the old SFA, an administration building, where we can look at selling this building and look at selling the technology building, look at selling the warehouse, and get out of all these buildings if that's what happens.
The board also unanimously approved spending $5,000 on a natatorium feasibility study and $3.5 million to update the 17-year-old Neal Elementary campus. It's considered a good old-fashioned American free market business success story. College Station-based MemData, which serves medical facilities in obtaining design services and purchasing equipment, has been sold. MemData was founded 15 years ago by Bob and Christy Yancey.
They're looking at cost efficiencies and the new healthcare 2.0, if you will, and we were very appreciative of the fact that they acknowledged the accomplishments we had made in healthcare and that they reached out to us, and now it poses a significant opportunity for cost reduction at 2,900 hospitals instead of those that we were able to amass over the years acting alone.
Yancey will become a vice president with Premier Corporation, the nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation. While Premier is based in North Carolina, he and the current staff of 24 employees will remain in College Station. This Thursday marks the second opportunity for you to visit with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan by telephone. Last week, Flores says about 4,300 participated in a similar event for those living around Waco in the northern part of the district.
We ask poll questions. One of the questions we ask is, what's the most important issue facing America today? And usually number one is jobs and the economy, and number two is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare as it's more commonly known. But yesterday, the number one item was presidential overreach. And that's sort of, this is an issue for a lot of us, particularly those of us in Congress, but right here in Central Texas, in Brazos Valley, people are very concerned about that.
Contact Flores' office in Bryan to register for Thursday's telephone town hall conference. Now 5 years old, a boy who lost his father, who died as a volunteer fireman in the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, continues plans to rebuild the city park. Parker's Park Project has its last major fundraiser this Saturday. Parker's grandfather, Joe Pustajowski, says the design of the new park will be revealed.
A lot of the cast and crew from Storage Wars, Texas, come down, the auctioneer, and at least two of the groups that participate on the show-by-show base on the Storage Wars, Texas, are coming down.
And Parker and his friends who played in the old park continue to be involved in the fundraising.
You know, we get inspired by people, but, you know, most of the time it's not a 4 or 5 year old that's going to inspire you, but in my case, he really inspires me, and it's just awesome to be around him.
Auction items are still being collected. More information about Parker's Park Project is online at WTAW.com. The French know a little something about food. Now, thanks to one man, they're getting a taste of Texas. TSN's Michael Board has more.
His name is Thomas Abramowitz, and he grew up in France, but on a trip to the U.S., he fell in love with barbecue.
And I quit everything I built before as a career. I went to the South all by myself, and I got trained there.
By pitmasters at Franklin's in Austin and Louis Miller's in Taylor, he's shipped a smoker back to Paris, where he's now set up shop steps away from the Champs-Élysées, serving smoked brisket. He says smoked meat is new to Parisians, but they've apparently fallen in love with it. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 6:36 at 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hoff is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit MessinaHoff.com today. Call 778-WINE.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments. Or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, my name is Misty Johnson. My family and I are excited to be this year's March of Dimes Ambassador family. When my son Davin arrived over 3 months early, weighing just over 2 pounds, we were terrified for our family. With the research that March of Dimes funds, our little boy received crucial treatments that saved his life. On Sunday, April 27th at the Research Park, my family will be walking in celebration of our healthy, beautiful children. Please join us and others affected by the mission at this fun family event. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Thanks for helping babies.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partial sun and warm today. High temperatures will reach 80 to 85 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. We'll have lows of 60 to 65. Sunshine is back during the day tomorrow. Warm, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and mild with a low around 65. For Thursday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny, and it continues to warm up. On Thursday, highs will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we are where we are. We got to continue to play well, home or on the road.
And it is on the road this time, as a matter of fact. Fight Texas Aggies heading south to Houston to take on Rice. We've got softball from Brian Lady Vikings. They've made the playoff for the last 15 years. Did they continue? We'll find out here in about 12 minutes.
Got to go play the Ricens, huh?
The Ricens.
Yeah, that's sometimes not a good thing. Rice pretty good again this year, I think.
Yeah, they usually put together pretty good baseball teams.
I mean,
and bands.
Yeah, the bands are good sometimes. Yeah, Wayne Graham's not bad. See, and then they got to go play, what is that, little Mississippi State over at their place. So.
Yep.
See how that goes. Doesn't get any easier. Then you got, you know, the next home series is going to be a biggie. That'd be the LSNUs. I imagine that we should have a pretty good crowd for that.
That you reckon?
Should be good. Tailgating will be stupendous.
Stuporous.
Stuporous is probably a little more accurate.
Well, that's probably right. Yeah, and there'll be a lot of people from LSU who won't even have tickets. They'll just be there for the tailgating because they're from LSU. So the president announced yesterday that we've got ourselves a new White House counsel. I don't know that we care unless he gets in trouble. He is named Neil Eggleston. Now, Neil was in the Clinton White House, and he handled issues like Whitewater And later,
I was going to say, didn't he deal with some of the, quote, bimbo eruptions?
And later represented the former president during the investigation of Monica Lewinsky. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Does that tell me that there's going to, are there bumps in the road down the way that we're trying to get prepared for? I mean, I have no idea, but.
Anyway. If not, that's a pretty lousy telegraph.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, and the president plans to make a much broader use of his power to grant commutations to nonviolent drug convicts. Apparently, he's gotten some good vibe from some few of those that he's done. The word came from Eric Holder in a video released yesterday where he said, in part, the White House has indicated it wants to consider additional clemency applications to restore a degree of justice, fairness, and proportionality for deserving individuals. See how that works out. W,
do you miss me yet?
Apparently wants to pull the curtain back on many aspects of his administration sooner than later. Politico reports that a directive that President Bush 43 signed almost 2 years after leaving office could result in many of his official records becoming public faster.
Come on, aliens.
Then Area 51, come on, let's go. Anyway.
They moved that.
Oh, did they?
Oh yeah, there's nothing there anymore. And there's another secret base we don't know about this time.
Okay. He wants to get his official records out there sooner than Bill Clinton. But, you know, maybe his was easier to build, because Bill Clinton's is like a mobile home on stilts. You know, it took a while to build.
It really is.
Yeah,
it is. And I can say that because I've been there. I mean, it really is.
Who looked at that design and thought that looked good?
There are windows everywhere except the executive suite.
Ah, well, there you go. Anyway, using a Freedom of Information Act request, Politico found out that Bush's letter to the National Archives about his presidential records establishes 9 categories of documents cleared for release to the public, and those documents include reports and memoranda provided to Bush and his aides that are purely informational or factual in content, talking points on policy decisions, scheduling files and recommendations about whether to sign legislation, while still allowing for withholding some of the details on policy debates that are sensitive. But I think that's interesting. What we don't get to know quite often is the decision-making process of the chief executive. And this sounds like it'll give us a little bit of idea as to how he puts that together, how he would come to make decisions, because obviously the people who have the president's ear, very limited. And so for the Republicans who are wondering how this attack is going to continue on the Affordable Care Act, kind of a look at the midterm elections. In an interview with the Boston Herald, Massachusetts congressman, a liberal Democrat named Stephen Lynch, said, "There have been parts of Obamacare that have been postponed because they are unpalatable. So as these provisions come into effect, the administration thus far is saying, gee, really can't handle that right now. Let's just delay it. As these obligations keep piling up, the mandatory registration, the penalties, it's going to hit the fan," he says, "because an individual with an individual health care plan that exceeds $10,000, $10,200 actually, in a Cadillac plan situation, they're going to have to pay that employer if they provide that, and many do today. Never mind 2018, but we're talking about a 40% tax on the amount over the maximum established by the Affordable Care Act. So that is a huge tax." This is a liberal Democrat saying this. So that is a huge tax.
Now, he didn't vote for it back in 2010.
No. "The problem has always been paying for it. You know, you got to rely on the other individuals who already have health care to pay for that. And at the same time, you've made a promise to those individuals, those 270 million people that already had health care, that your health care will be either the same or will be improved by that. And I think that is a very, very tough promise to live up to under this situation."
Without question.
Now, I find it fascinating that this guy has been able to crystallize that in 10 lines, 12 lines, what the problem really is going forward. And I hate using that phrase. But he's telling you what the future looks like, and it's dark clouds. So we'll see. Turn to Texas for a minute. This is a little bit interesting. There's a GOP attorney general candidate named Ken Paxton. Ken was a state legislator. He was a state senator before he decided to make the run for the AG's office. Well, there was a Tarrant County Tea Party event last night. Ken Paxton did not show up. The reason given was Paxton's decision to review past financial disclosures in response to a story in the Texas Tribune earlier yesterday. Here's the and basically what he did was he took money to position himself with some groups. And dang, he forgot to mention that.
Whoa!
It's a slip up. It was just a little slip up. Problem is the Texas Tribune found it. But I mean, when you got yourself a meeting, especially with the Tea Party, okay, you're thinking that they're going to like you and maybe vice versa, and then you don't show up because there apparently has been some stuff you forgot to mention.
That's what oversight committees are for, to find all your oversights.
Join SOS Ministries on May 1st for the SOS Awareness Concert at the Covenant Family Church in College Station, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media, featuring Jimmy Needham and Christian rap artist NF. Visit the website, SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org, for ticket and sponsorship information. Group discounts are also available. You don't want to miss this.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 26th, explore the world of toxic plants. Identify the spring plants that can affect your livestock and the symptoms they cause this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Without question, the first year in new trees and shrubs' lives will be their most difficult. It's tough making that transition from the sheltered surroundings of a plant farm somewhere to the exposure of a Texas landscape. What might otherwise be a bulletproof performer in our soils and our heat can otherwise succumb to the issues. You hold the key. You are the lifeguard. The first year is critical to your new plants. I'll explain right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants and our shrubs took a beating. It's the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. That's Scotts Miracle-Gro, two fine names I hope you'll remember. On special at Lowe's, starting April 24, three bags of Naturescapes mulch, only $12. This sale ends April 28. That's Naturescapes mulch from Scotts, and that is at Lowe's. When you set out new plants, you want to start with healthy, vigorous specimens. That's easy to determine. At this time of year, container-grown plants will have all of their roots intact, so they should make the move without blinking. Bald and burlap plants, on the other hand, have been dug with some loss of roots back in the winter. They sometimes suffer setback. Look for plants that have a full complement of leaves that are full-size for the species. That usually won't happen with bald and burlap plants, but come as close as you can. Now, you want to transport your plants home carefully. Pad trees' trunks so they won't be rubbed and damaged by your car trunk. Wrap and secure top growth with an old sheet or a piece of nursery shade fabric. If it's exposed to a 10-mile-an-hour wind on the highway, a tree will burn badly and all the new growth will be lost. Carry it by its soil ball, not by the trunk, and plant it immediately when you get home. Dig the planting hole carefully. It should be no deeper than necessary to accommodate the root ball, but it can be wider. Unless you're preparing the entire planting bed for ground covers or low shrubs, it's usually not necessary to go to heroic proportions by adding peat moss or bark mulch or compost around new trees. They're going to have to grow into that soil anyway. You might as well let them start out there. Water is the critical issue. Water the new plant immediately after you plant it. Water it deeply. Soak the soil ball, and you can add a root stimulator if it's a plant that was dug with some loss of roots. And then remember that for this first summer, your sprinkler system alone will not be sufficient, maybe even for the second summer. The porous soil in which the plant was grown in the nursery will dry out far more quickly than native Texas soils. So your new plant will be dry while all the other established plants around it are still wet. You'll look out in your landscape and your lawn and say, well, I don't think it's time to water yet. Meanwhile, the new plants are crying out for help. Schumard red oaks, live oaks, chinkapin oaks, and Chinese pistachios have very thin bark. Protect their trunks for the first couple of years against sun scald and borer invasion by wrapping them with paper tree wrap from the nursery or the hardware store. This is non-negotiable. New oaks, new Chinese pistachios wrap those trunks from the ground to the lowest limbs. You get one good chance to establish your new tree perfectly vertically, so stake and guy it so it will keep it plumb. You don't want to take a chance, because if it tilts, you have to dig and reset it and start everything over again. I'm Neil Sperry, making your patio enjoyable in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. The Aggies hit the road for four games in the next 5 days, all against teams ranked in the top 25. Today, the Maroon and White head to Houston to battle an old Southwest Conference foe in Rice, currently ranked number 16. Coach Childress thinks the boys need to pick it up a bit.
You know, we are where we are. We got to continue to play well. Home or on the road, it doesn't matter. Our games are limited as far as regular season goes, and, you know, we need to continue to do our very best on the weekends. And, you know, in the middle of the week as well, we got a tough one on Tuesday on the road as well.
After the midweek game, the Aggies travel to Starksville for a three-game series against number 21 Mississippi State. That's a Thursday through Saturday series, and it can be heard right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie softball has a doubleheader this afternoon. They'll take on A&M Corpus Christi at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch at 4, and then the second game starts at 6. The twin bill was originally scheduled as a single game, but on March 2nd, there was a rainout between the Aggies and Islanders, so they rescheduled for today, and you can catch that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Writers from ESPN.com and SI have high praise indeed for the 2014-2015 Fight Texas Aggie women's basketball team. They are ranked number 4 in the country after coming off of last year's final appearance in the Elite 8. In the only high school action yesterday, the Bryan Lady Vikings have made it to the playoffs for the last 15 years, but some costly fielding mistakes and a few runners left on base brought that streak to an end last night.
1-2 count on Perez. Hutchins, here comes her pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, struck her out. That's the ball game, and that's the season for the Bryan Lady Vikings.
The Woodland College Park Lady Cavaliers edged out a 6-4 victory in the District 14-5A play-in game over Bryan last night. Texas A&M junior Jordan Sesbo and sophomore Shane Vincent were named the SEC men's all-tournament team after the Aggies defeated Florida for the SEC championship. On the ladies' side, Texas A&M's Christina Sansu was named to the SEC women's tennis champion all-tournament team. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Los Angeles Clippers, both winners in their NBA first-round series. They hold a one game apiece now. The Dallas Mavericks and the San Antonio Spurs go at it tomorrow in San Antonio at 7. Portland is in Houston. They tip off tomorrow as well at 8:30. In the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Now Ben's out of the box, wants the puck at center ice. Cuts to the right as Daly brings it in on the left. In front to Harkoff, a shot, pad stop, Ben scores!
That's all the Stars would need with Kari Luttinen in the net. He had 37 saves in his first career postseason shutout, and the Stars beat Anaheim 3-0 last night in their first home playoff game in 6 years. The Stars trail the series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night. They'll drop the puck at 7. In Major League Baseball, Donnie Murphy lined a go-ahead single up the middle with one out in the 8th inning, and the Texas Rangers rallied from 3 down to beat Oakland 4-3. Rangers skip Ron Washington likes the Texas bats right now.
Well, I'm very happy with the offensive execution. You know, we work awfully hard on that, and everybody throughout the whole lineup worked on it, and when the situation dictated that that's something we had to do, they were able to come through, especially that bunt with Mitch, you know. Took the chance and made him keep it on with two strikes. He's facing a tough lefty, and he got it down.
The Houston Astros started early with Matt Dominguez.
2-2.
Dominguez ropes one deep to left field. Ackley is back, looking up. See you later! Into the Astros bullpen. Matt Dominguez, a two-run blast, and it's 2-0 Astros.
That dinger gave the Stros a seven-game skid stopper. They were on a seven-game losing streak, and they won 7-2 over the Seattle Mariners. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS Chocolate Gallery.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hoff is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit MessinaHoff.com today. Call 778-WINE.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 14th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 2 minutes till. Of course, it's Earth Day.
Yep.
And we'll have
waiting for this too.
Well,
to celebrate.
We'll have many interesting facts today. For instance, there's a new campaign to encourage consumers to choose eco-friendly organic foods on Earth Day. Okay. Find recipes and learn where you can purchase certified organic foods in your neighborhood at organicearthday.org.
I'll certify anything you want.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, and I have to think that most of the recipes will begin with pick the twigs out of the whatever.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah. I mean,
take off your Birkenstocks before going into the garden.
That's right. If you have enough money left over after